See, the tables have been sized.
Even though you're playing around with the telephone, I can still play along. Take three. Wake up during the sheer.
I thought it was a fascinating topic. He had some degree of some social sensitivity to at least acknowledge that it may be far out. And if it was only the Rabbanim without spouses,
Right on the line. Watch yourself.
could have put it the way that it was set up.
Is entering the conference.
Well, today we're starting Yonim HaPesach, the first year of Yonim HaPesach of this year, and the basic topic is something called Matzah Yeshana. Doesn't mean a matzah that's sleeping, but that's a Yeshana. So, there's old matzah and you don't have mention of it. You have it in the Yerushalmi, but the Talmud Bavli, the Pesach, brings it in Sukkah. That's Pesach on the Aleph in Sukkah, but he quotes this Yerushalmi, and we're going to look at it, and you see how the implications of this Yerushalmi come up into the Achronim about certain dinim in the baking of matzah, having to do with the kashrus of matzah, different levels having to do with matzah and all of that, and we'll try to touch on that, and we'll see what the Minchas Pinnas has a kasha, and some contemporary Achronim fact is, well, we're going to quote from say from Rabbanim from Chicago that dealt with something having to do with that Minchas Pinnas. So first of all, let's look, strange as it may seem, we'll look at this Mishnah from the Yerushalmi of Sukkot. I mean, it's the same Mishnah in the Bavli, the Mishnah is the same, but where it says, Sukkah HaYeshana. What is the Sukkah HaYeshana? Beishamai Paislim, Beisila Machshirim. Now, what is the Sukkah HaYeshana? So, Mishnah defines it. Ezehi HaYeshana, Kol She'asor Kedem Lachag, Shloshim Yom. That he made it 30 days before the Chag. Now, but the point is, he didn't make it with Shem Sukkot. He just made a chatke, a hut, tabernacle, whatever you want to call it. That's what he did. Avol im asor l'shem achag, afil mitzchilas hashana k'sheva, would be kosher. Which would mean, like you used to see, and you still see some places, there's a permanent sukkah attached to a shul, or there's a sort of an annex there, and they have a removable top. The Yiddish used to say a flegel, used to have to lift it up, or they put it aside. So that you don't have to be concerned. The only thing is this, that the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, which is quoted entirely in Tesis, Tani, I mean the Gemara also says it, Sorech Lechadish Bordover. You have to be Mechadish there, something, in the Sukkah. Now, what do you have to mean, Bimachadish? Chaverai or Amru Tefach? Just a Tefach, probably something to do with the Daphnis or Iker is the Tach. But Yesi Amr Kolshua, it will be minute. And Mandama Kolshua, Bavadov, and Ekula. It has to be over, let's say, if even if it's one probably piece of Tach that would go all the way across. But that's the idea of taking away the Hishyashness of it, that it would make it. That it would be the chiddush for that particular chag. So that's talking about Sukkah Yeshana, but we're not interested right now in Sukkah. So from here we go to Pesach, and here's the Pesach there on Daf Pesach Amud Aleph in Sukkah quotes this Yerushalmi after dealing with the Gemara, And the Gemara says right here in the Shah, Avva Matzah came. Matzah, the same thing. Matzah, Yishana. Then, so here he says, Tifluchta, the Beishamai, the Beishil. It's a Machlekes Beishamai and Beishil. It's Omer, so as if to say Beishamai, he doesn't say immediately what the Machlekes is, but Beishamai says it's Pasul and Beishil says it's Pasul. So, what is the problem? At least that's what it seems right now. Comes Reb Yossi. Divrei HaKol Hi. There is no Machlekes. Why? Because he's trying to relate it to the same way that you have in the Mishnah here in Sukkah. In the submission of Sukkah, you have the Machlekes Beishami and Beishil. Right? Sukkah Yishana. Beishami, Pasul, written Beishil, says it's Kosher. They want to say, it's the same thing in Matzah. So comes Reb Yossi, no. Two different categories. Why? And he says the following. The Omer Biyasi, Divra Akolhi, the Kalim Shalawat Saw, the Shem Pesach, since he didn't make it. Now we're talking about, you bake matzah. Now you bake matzah. We're not talking about where, you can buy a box of matzah all year round, and not many times will say, not kosher the Pesach. It's not Pesach supervised. So there it was definitely not made for that. But let's say someone just baked matzah. Wanted to bake matzah. And he doesn't say whether it's for Pesach or not. So, he wants to eat some matzah. Just like, to a good extent, the pita is really not a completely fermented type of a bread. It's a flat bread. But of course, it has enough chemis in it not to be considered like matzah. But if you went to the most primitive state of rolling out a dough and immediately baking on coals, you would have matzah. What is matzah? Unfermented dough that has been baked immediately without the possibility of normal fermentation. But people sometimes do that because they're in a hurry. So they're eating actually a matzah. So, what? Alright, that's a different one. Okay? It's good for the teeth, okay? I used to get a complaint. My father was Hena Zocha. He used to say in all the fum, he said, the matzah shmur, the round matzah, he used to say like this in Yiddish, he says, das ist nicht gebacken, das ist ausgetrunken. It was dried up. It was hard. It's hard, they used to say it was like a cardboard or whatever it was. Das ist ausgetrunken. Whatever it was. Well, there's a lot of stories about matzah, about shmur, about gedaling. We might touch on it in coming. But anyhow, we're talking about certain baked some matzah, something that he called matzah, but it was not baked specifically for Pesach. Not matzah. So he says, why are we worried about the problem? And this is going to be a difficulty on this Yerushalmi. He says, so Basil says, even will agree that you can't use it. So by Sukkah we say, Sukkah Yeshana is kosher, but by Matzah Yeshana, Basil will admit it's not. Why? If it's matzah from last year, it's good. In other words, if you have, I was asked such a shiloh. There are somebody that I know has several boxes of hand shmur, untouched, that were baked in, that we'd say the most fun bakery. The person asked, can I use it for this year? I said, absolutely. There's no shiloh. That was baked. Then, it's shmur, bishat, ktira, b'shem matzah. That's not that. Matzah yeshana means that it's from before, without specifically being baked, as if to say, I'm worrying about the problem of Pesach. Because when people bake matzah, we'll see there are two levels. No, that he doesn't mean that. It is last sukkah.
Why did you say kosher? Why did you say it?
Well, that thinks that it's good. In what's all the semachagam feel matirs ashalik shaver. It's good. If we're talking about where some, he built a hut. He has he built a hut out in the field. Built a hut out in the field. So you say, oh, I got a pre-planned sukkah. So, but he never had in mind that it should be a sukkah. He built it out as a summer, some sort of a gazebo, or whatever you want to call it. Out in the field. A hut. Like the Gemara talks about sukkahs ragbach of different type of loyim, who had these temporary huts to watch their flocks or others. Burgeoning, they talk about, shemrim, but they didn't have in mind anything l'shem chag. That would be sukkah yeshana. You have to be mechadish something for the shem, for the yantar.
So yeshana is less to do with man as much as kavanah. In other words,
we'll see. That's right. That's what he's saying right now. So he's saying, but here he doesn't say kavanah. Now they say something different. And that's why there's kashas on this. Because he's saying, why would Matzah Yeshana be no good? Doesn't say anything about Kavanah. What he says is that Kavan Shalom saw the Shem Pesach. He wanted to have a flatbread. So he made it, and it comes out to be Matzah. Now he comes face of, ooh, I should be able to use it. This is Matzah? That's why I can't even tell the difference, let's say. Now he answers, you have double bore shallow digging for. Yeah, there's no question that all year round you're not worried about it becoming homicidic or not. You don't have that idea not to be nagdic on it. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. And on this there are questions. There's actually a kasha of the Minzah Sinner. Now in this Yerushalmi, this is the Shekhama Yerushalmi, but in the Vilna Yerushalmi editions, there's the large ones, there's a Pelish, short Pelish that in all of the Yerushalmi from the Aderus, from Rabbi Leol W. Rabinovich Tumimzal, the father-in-law of Rav Kook, who wrote many Sfarim. So he just makes a comment, I just annotated here in my notes, and he writes the name of that Pelish that he has on the Yerushalmi, so the true Yerushalayim. That's what he calls it. Remember, later he became, after he was the Rav of Mir and Ponyavez in Europe, and later he was invited, he was the Ravad of the call of the Eid HaChedis, call Makelis Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. Yeah, before Rav Kook even came to Eretz Yisrael. So anyhow, he just makes this comment, I just put it down, he says the following, that the Dilma Dakka B'Sukkah, he says, maybe by sukkah, the sea, Troy, they're psuking that say, sukkah's pasa lechag, you know, is the Moshe Amar Bababri. Like the Babri says, Mehai Taima, Svir Leva Beishamai, Lipso, that you pasa with sukkah yeshona. Abu Mabamatsa, may I and Lono de Beinin, Matsa Lashem Pesach. How do you know you have to have Matsa Lashem Pesach? This is the point. Maybe that's what is bothering the Yerushalmi. So, Ubori, Masha, the word Ubori, when it says it's clear, Masha, the low sphere way, Drosha, the Babli, talking. That maybe the Yerushalmi has a different approach there than what the Babli says it has to be, Dapkila Shem Pasach, Pesach. That's what he wants to tell us. The beginning, that we have to have Masha Mishtal Meres, the Shem Pesach. So he brings down, of course, and we're going to discuss it later, there, that when it comes, there are certain things that were baked in matzah in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to get to it, which is discussed, Chalos, Peder, Rekike, Nozer. Remember, all of the Menachos in the Mikdash were matzah. All of the Menachos was matzah, except two things. The Shtei Alechem was chametz, and Peder. Out of the Teda, the 40 Lachmei Teda, 10 were Chomets. But everything else was Matzah. If it became Chomets, you couldn't be Matzah. For saw the below Dvash, lo Satir, Mimenu, Isha, Lashem. That's the Ether of that. So we might. So the question is, could you use Halas Teda, Vekike, Nozir for Pesach? So that's a discussion in the Gemara. So the Babli, one Moshe in the Babli says that to be Mishtameres L'Shem Pesach. Although it's perfectly free of any chimuch, because they guarded it. in the Migdash not to become promised. At all. It was made with Shem Seder, or whatever, to the Shem Seder, or was made for any other mincha. Yeah, that was correct, if it would be Chometz. That's the point. So that's he tries to sort of give more of a hasbara that maybe this is different than what the Yerushalmi is different than what the Babli says. But otherwise, it seems very simply that when you talk about Chalas Teder, Kiki Nozir, it's talking about something L'Shem Zevach and not L'Shem Pesach. So the Yerushalmi seems to ignore that. So just leaves that as a ha'or. But the Minchas Chinuch here has a kasha. And it's an obvious kasha. Where's the Minchas Chinuch? It's a very long Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Yud. The Mitzvah of Achilles Matzah, talking about Matzah. Very long, look in the Minchas Chinuch. Mitzvah Yud with big Arichas, of course. So, and it's Os Beis in the Minchas Chinuch. And so here's the lesson of the Minchas Chinuch, which I wrote down. He says this. He says, look at Tetris. Not in any of this. I'm quoting it from my notes. That's all. Yeah, I didn't run it off, you know, the Minchas Chinuch. Because it's a gansha riches, you know, you have to start pinpointing things. This kashi has one kashi after another over there that serves as the subject for many a magid shir and yeshivas, as we'll see later on from one of my own rabbeim, has a shir on a lot of the, and one of these aspects of the Minchas Chinuch that is connected with this one. So this minchas, the Minchas Chinuch asked this particular question, and he says, look at Teshuvah there in Sukkah and Daftes, which mentions the din, the inyan of the Yerushalmi, Matzi Yeshana, plus the Beishan Beisirul, and then of the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, Kevin Shalom Asor, the Shem Pesach, the Vaboru Shalom Digdigbor. That's the Yerushalmi. So he makes an interesting deal. You know, like in London, supposing you're a Yamadagdik. Suppose in following the trend of thought, you're a Madagdik that it should not become Chometz. So it would imply quite clearly that would not be Matzah Yishon, it would be Kosher for Pesach. So this is where he asks the Kasha. How could it be Kosher for Pesach? You have to have Shemira L'Shem Matzah, L'Shem Matzah Smitzah. In other words, there are two levels in Shemira. A lot of people forget that. The first main level is in the very, we'd say the manufacture of it, in the metzias of, in the hefza of matzah, you have to see, make sure there has no chametz. That's number one. Number two is, it has to be l'shem matzah mitzvah, to be able to be time the mitzvah. Because Chazal has different places, there are mishnayos that talk about types of matzahs that are protected from chimutz, but you still can't be yoytze the mitzvah of matzah on it. Why? It was not made with Shem Matzah. So what Basil was saying is a sounding shot, according, if you're Madaik in the Yerushalmi, if you say that in Digdegbor, that it should be protected from, because Yerushalmi doesn't say, Shalom Digdegbor Hashem Matzah Mitzvah. Shalom Digdegbor Shalom Yobeli Dehimuch. So what about the Shem Matzah Mitzvah? That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. That's what he says. Here's his lashon, very simply. Yes, that's so obvious. But the Minchas Chinuch is correct. He's the one that asked the kasha. I mean, if somebody learning the Yerushalmi is not nedagdik on it, he's missing a very important point. As if to say, according to Yerushalmi, it's enough that you have Shalom Yachmit. What about all of the Shemmi, the Mitzvah of Achilles Matzah involved in that? This is what he's asking. The kosher begam the basil and lo dig dig bo also lechol atila kol apesa. So I need tama ma'od al Yerushalmi. This is out of his language. He says, Eich matzah yishona toli bepluchta the basil and machshir and kamo sukkah. But time of the besukkah, you don't have to have asiyah lishmor. When you build a sukkah, you don't have to have it asiyah lishmor. That's all. He's saying, Avoham b'matzah mevu'ah lehed yibeshas bilan, and Babli, it mentions The Gama Yerushalmi brings a further Yerushalmi that has to be Lishmo, and that's Minateira. It has to be Matzah Lashem Matzah there. Then Kain Heich Mashirin Beisilu Matzah Yishana Bistama. I feel indignant for that it shouldn't become Chomet. What about the Lashem Matzah Mitzvah? You gotta have that. Well, the inner Lishmo Minateira. The Yishana lo have Lishmo. Eich Toli Besukkah. So what does it have to do with Sukkah? He says. The Etzli, he said, to me a Gedele. A Gleisa Shnaka Kasha. Big Kasha. Yes, he said, the Vadai Gambe Hill is Pasle, should Pasle, given the Abish of Lola Shmur. Dain Hashem Matzah Mitzvah. So, he brings, he quotes here, a Pnei Yeshua. He quotes here a Pnei Yeshua. And, Verisi, the Pnei Yeshua, Hiksha, Ali Rishalmi, he had the Pnei Yeshua ask, my time of Paisling Beishamai. What about Beisham? Why did they Pasle? Bishlamer Besukha, the sukkah yeshlem kod ever pasik chag asukkas tazel lechor avu mamatzam amnolam the boy lishmo. Where does it say in the pasuk you have to have a lishmo? Where do you see it? You know, it just says you shmatam es amatzam. So shmatam and pasuk could be it shouldn't become chomet. Yeah, that's all. Shmatam es amatzam. So in fact, the lashon that they make a drash of chal zal is how do you know? That mitzvah abor yotzo altach mitzena, they learn it out with shematim as amatzis. In other words, it's a mitzvah. Well, God, the mitzvah should not be mitzchamit. Do it immediately. Don't delay it. So the whole emphasis is on what? On the chibus, not on anything else. So that's a sign. That's what the Bnei Yeshua is asking. He's asking about it. So what is he? So the Bnei Yeshua turns around and he says, at the matzah menorah, it says kosav. Bnei Yeshua writes, maybe they learn it out like you have a drosha. You have a drosha. How do you know that there's a big chiyuv of eating a kezias in the sukkah the first night, regardless whether it's raining or not? You learn it out from Pesach. Tesvav, tesvav, chamisha osher, from chamisha osher. Just like the chiyuv to eat matzah. They'll say for matzah the first night, by sukkah, regardless, you're doing shoving. Gotta go in and eat the kezias of lechem there in the sukkah. Because that's the first night. Other nights, you, there's a p'tur, you know, a yodug shamim is p'tur. That's all there is to it. So he's saying, there, the same thing. You learn it out. That's where we learn out the deen of that the has to be the shem matzah. And he's judge of the minchas sinner sums up the Pnei Yeshua, or Mephalpel, he was Mephalpel. You know, remember, the Pnei Yeshua was a Rosh Yeshiva. He was, where he came, he was a Polish Gadol that came to Frankfurt. He was one of the great Rosh Yeshiva in Frankfurt before the time of the when the Chassam Sefer and Nosson Adler were there. He was a Rosh Yeshiva. So, he had listened to the language, the Minchas Sinner, almost poetic. Remember, there's a Lashon and a Torah by Matteo. What does this Matteo say? Tomei, Tomei. They both say that. So he had put the hey, Tama, Tama. I'm wondering, ich wundersuch, you know, Tama, Tama, Ekro, Al Rabbeinu, Apnei Yeshua. Eich, Helim, Eno, Misugas, Hashas, Betzochim, Berev, HaPosim, and he quotes the Simon and Shulchan Aruch, the Simon, Tos Tamach, the Matzah, Boi, Kavrona, Minat Teva. You have to have kavana over there. So how can he just ignore to say, what do you have to have it? There's things which are foolish.
The rabbi doesn't agree to that. So.
What?
But the rabbi treats it as they don't need
shema. Yeah, well, the question of the Rambam, we'll see, comes up later. There's a machlekes of Poshkin. Well, what is the sheet of the Rambam? What do you need? Matzah l'shem shema mitzvah. Some say it's only at the rabbonim. And if he quotes a pasuk, it's only a smachta. We'll see that further later on when we get more. So let's see what the Memphis Chinuch is just arguing, just saying, how can he ignore this particular inyan over there that you have to have it? You have to have a kavana. And he quotes there, there's a taz, a simen tov tamar, daito, shemevi, shehevi, a smachta. Rabbi Chodesh tom adam, Rabbi Chodesh disagrees. So not Quakers. Al Kaponim, in his Highness, Oyelo Lafalpel, He says, "Bezeh, im yesh lo shita acheres binyan zeh." Adarabba, ani tamu ala Yerushalmi. I'm asking the kasha on Yerushalmi v'hatesris. Shavira Yerushalmi, they quote Yerushalmi. The Beis Hillel Sabah, the Yaitin. If there were a Medagdik boy, you would be Yaitin. What about L'shem Masa? L'shem Mrs. Masa. Who the Emes, Nisugis Hashav, Dilan, Mavura, the Minatera, Torah Lishmor. Then came Gam Beis Hillel, Maidin B'Masa. And he refers to a Prichodesh, in Simen Tov Nun Zion, he brings a Tesefta, Yaitin, B'Masa, Yishona. The Tesefta says, Yaitin, B'Masa, Yishona. The who? What qualifies it? The who sha'asoyim l'shem Pesach. He made l'shem Pesach. In other words, could have made it last year. Who knows how long ago. But he made l'shem Pesach. So that's a different twist. In fact, that's one of the things, you know, the Yerushalmi is like a riddle sometimes. The Russian, you know, like you learn at the beginning of Bava Kama when it says Chava Mazik. What kind of, I didn't say Chayav. He says the Tana Yerushalmi, he has a Mishnah Kalila. He has a short version, very cryptic, very short. That's why when people learn Yerushalmi, they use the Tesefta's, the Brises Amavara, a lot of the Yerushalmis. In fact, I might mention that the late Shaul Lieberman, or Rishon, was Autumn Gordel, and he learning. In fact, he ended up in the seminary as another Meister, but he wrote two Sforim. The Yerushalmi Kipshuto, Utasefta Kipshuto. The test, the Tesefta many times is Mavara, most of a lot of the Yerushalmis. I mean, that's a general approach. You want to have Biyurim in there. Well, whatever it is, so that this is what the Minchas Chinuch is saying, and it's quoting in the name of the Prichodesh, and Kamash Mulana Tesefta, the Efsha Hoya Asvara, the Dafka, maybe the Erev Pesach. There was this Kimavur Hashem. The Achazer, maybe a Yerushalmi Azer, Gamkein, Yerushalmi Mavur Lehedya, Shalom Asohan Hashem Pesach, Vatam Delo Digdek, Bo, the Hutmur. The Yerushalmi seems to stand by that thing because they were not Medagdik for the Chimus. As if to say, if he was Medagdik, so what? They're still not going to be good. So Minchas Chinuch, it says in Black Badakashi, he says, Tmua, that's the Minchas Chinuch. So, I said before that Chicago Rabbonim, where I saw in the Sefer, he was a big Rav, a big London. I knew him when I first came to Chicago, when I heard of him before, Rav Ben Tzion Rosenthal. So, was a great London, one of the big London. Here, I don't know whether he was appreciated by the Jews of Chicago or not, but he was a tremendous Rambam. And he was a Talmud from the Masifta of Asher, from Rabbi Yecheskel of Plotzkerov, the Michelson, Rabbi Yecheskel Michelson, and so forth. So, in fact, when I once mentioned in a drasha something, the name of Heschel Michelson, and his Rebbetzin was there at that Malaba Malka, she went and told me, the lady called me up. Called me up, he said, "Well, as if to say, you awakened, how do you know about that?" But I said, "Well, I have the tshuvas, Heschel Michelson was the head of the Masifta of Asher. He moved from Plunsk, that was a town. Plunsk, the same town that Ben-Gurion came from. And you have the Rabbi Rosenthal Lanzmann is still the barber, Benny the barber, in the corner of Tui. He's a Holocaust survivor. He's my barber. Anyway, so I used to meet Rav Rosenthal in the barber shop many times. A few times I gave him a ride home when I was driving a car. So anyhow, in his paper he produced two Sifri Halacha, Hoshavah, for him, and one of them, Tzenula Siam, because his name was Ben Tzion, so he brings there something that is quoted in a rabbinic journal in Yerushalayim for one of the Rabbonim of Chicago. You knew him, I never knew him, he was gone before. Rabbi Yalei Kaplan. So he's an older Rav. Older Rav, right? And was there was he in the Matzah Shul? It was a Kayan. Rabbi Yalei Kaplan. So Malzal, at that time, wrote to answer the Memphis Minas Kasha. That's what he wrote. So what does he try to do? And this is in a Yarchon, in a journal, Kol Yerushalayim Chaveres Ches, to answer the Kasha of the Memphis Minas. So what does he do? He says, according to the Mishnah Nebraisa, when it's the Mishnah Nebraisa, take a look here, you'll be able to see this. Now, first of all, the whole text of the Mishnah is on the Yomid Aleph, but it's not in here. The Mishnah is talking about something I mentioned before. Talas Teda, Urikike Nazir, although it's absolute matzah, and it's carefully guarded, it cannot be yaitz of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah by using Talas Teda or Urikike Nazir. It happened that way. Can't do that. It's, although it's 100% free of chametz, but you can't. So the Gemara brings down here, if you take a look here, the Gemara brings down, what's the chisorin? Just look at the top. Number two. Ushmatam et hamatam. Masa hamishtameres l'shem masa. Yotis azu, shem ishtameres l'shem masa, elo shom zevach. It was God only for the Migdash to be offered up. That's what Hashem Zava. Because these matzahs of the Teda went with a korban of an animal, and the same thing with the Rekike Nazar. The Nazar also had to bring karbonos. He had to bring three karbonos at one time. He had to bring a chatas, and an oila, and a shlomi. That's what he bring. If he became tummy in the middle of Naziris, that you have Hashem Nazir. Then he had to hold his ear, was fell apart, he had to start all over. He had to bring the Osha, the Torah, bring his Osha, and then he started. When he finished a successful period of Naziris, he has one of them, and part of that is the Kike Nazir. These matzahs, the Kike Nazir, you know, Al-Kapi Al-Nazir, that is, where he's described in the Torah. So, it's only made with Shem Zevach. So, Rav Yosef, on the Ha'i, have a Machlekes, in the Taich, in the explanation of it. Rav Yosef Amar Amakor, Shivas Yomi Matzah Tochelu, Matzah Necheles, Lashivas Ayomi. Yotzazu, Shein and Necheles, Lashivas Ayomi, Elyon Belayla. Because if it's a, from a Teda, it's called Teda Shlomim, that's one type of Shlomim, it's only the day and the night after. A regular Shlomim, without Teda, is 2 days and the night between. And with Nazir, it has the same deen as this Teda, as far as the shlomim of the matzah of the kap of the kikin Nazir is concerned. Tanya kavasei de Rabba, and Tanya kavasei de Rabbi Yosef. Now you have here machlekes between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef in the understanding of this deen of chalas Teda kikin Nazir. Tanya kavasei de Rabba yochel yotzer yedei chavosu bechalas Teda. In other words, with matzah on the night of Pesach, Talmud Lema, Ushmatim es ha-matzah. Matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah, Yotzu shein mishtameres l'shem matzah, Elo shem zevah. So that's whose sheet is that? That sheet goes according to Rabba. That's what he's telling us. And now he's saying, Tanya kavasei de Rav Yosef. Yochi Yotze Yedei Chavoso V'chalos Teda Kikin Nozer Tamil Lema Shivas Yomi Matzah Tokeva Matzah Nechela Shivas Yomi Yotze Zu Shenechela Shiva Ela Liyayim V'layla. So then the Gemara keeps asking questions, well, that you could eliminate it because it's not Lechem Eini. Here they put certain things, Shemen and other things in it, but we're not going into that. But there's a very significant Rashi here. Look on the top where I've underlined it, Ushmatam es ha-matzah, Avid lo shmira l'shem matzah, Kol shimo sh'ata mishamro, Shelo tachmis, Hishavein l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Yeah, automatically. In other words, two things you have here, the chimut, the shmira, and the mishavein l'matzah shel mitzvah.
Why in the world would anybody worry about
people
unless
you're thinking about
faith?
Yeah, well, in fact, Yeah, the, in other words, he takes it, if you learn... So that's a significant difference, the difference between having a shimur l'shem zevach, l'shem zekorm, and so forth. But it's shomur from chimut. That's a significant difference. But on that basis, Kaplan wanted to answer the Memphis Chinuch that would be gotcha. He's using this Rashi. Now here's the Lashon that is close down over there. He brings, but later on, the Gemara says, go further here in the Gemara. What happens here, if you go further down, where, here it is, look down where it says Tanya. Go all the way down on the Tanya, about 12 lines from the bottom. Omer Rebeloi, Sho'alti with asterisks. Omer Rebeloi, Sho'alti is Rebelezer, Ma'o Shiyetze Odom, Mechalos Teder Kiki Nodem. Omer Li, Lo Shamati. Boisi v'Sho'alti v'Pnei Reb Yeshua. And we're talking about Tanoim here. It's Omer Li, Hare Omer. Chalos Teder, Kiki Nodem, Sho'on Li Atmo. Let's say he made it for himself. In other words, he's going to be Yetze, his korm. He had a chiyuv of a korm, so he made this for that purpose. Ein adam yetze behem limtzor, ein adam yetze behem. He can't be yetze with it. Because he made a dafka for what? For the zebach, for the tzayda kikinoi. Supposing he made matzahs, but what he did, limtzor b'shuk. He opens up his own little matzah bakery. Let's use that term. It's a sell. Public sale. So, what is it? What happens then? Yetzer behem, he could be Yetzer. Just stop right here. Yetzer will be able to be Yetzer matzah mitzvah with that. He should boy say that Seish Advorim is made of Elezer Amali. Bris hein hein Advorim shenemel on the nation of Sinai. The low timer boy, don't you need? You generally have a Sinai, there's no time. It's a hilchus of a low timer. But here you're talking about swerves. You say, where do you get this halacha meishim Sinai? It's time of my Omer Abba. So here's the parrot who wants to say, why could you be Yetzer if you made the matzah originally for sale, public sale? By saying, in other words, you can have a dual mission purpose for this matzah. You can either use it for the chalos teda, which needs matzah, or kikin nazar, or you can use it for matzah's mitzvah. So how do you define that? And he says, well, the answer is, Rabbi says, call the shuk in luchei nimlech. He can be miyashev, omar. Mizdabe. Hey, as if to say, if it's sold, it's sold. Whoever buys, he can do whatever he wants with it. He can take it for chalas peda, kikinoza. But if not, ilo mizdaben, epik bo anor. I'll be yaitse with what? For the matzah mitzvah. That's what he's on to say. That's it. So on the basis of that particular Gemara and what Rashi says, that so the person here, if he's baking matzah, so if Kaplan wants to say in his thing, the person is baking matzah stam, he's going to watch it. So first of all, if you're medagdik of the Yerushalmi, that if he's medagdik for, it's going to be from Shemus, so he wants to base it when Rashi says up there, the Shamar Shalot Takmi, and his Chavan L'Shemak, a person stam will have in mind stam, to be mechavim for matzah shel mitzvah. That's where, in other words, they're joint, they go together. They go together. So with that way, he wants to answer the kasha of the Memphis Chinuch. Memphis Chinuch assumes that a person doesn't even have that in mind, so he wants to, as if to say, kvetchen, to give that nuance from the Rashi, where the Gemara says it, that stam, if it could be yitzibur, for matzah's mitzvah, he only sold it to be mezdavim b'shuk, and it didn't sell there. I'm using matzah. How can you use it for matzah's mitzvah? Mestama, he had in mind when he protected it from chimutz, he was going to use it for matzah's mitzvah. That's the way he wants to give a tell to that.
It's the level between one and two.
Yeah, so Rosenthal has hasogus on that. You know, his language.
Everything in his paper, though, he starts with a journal article. He saw someone.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. But he was a big lamdan. I mean, I talked to him. He's a, he was a Bucky the Shot. So there's no question about it. Well, whatever it is, it's great. I mean, the city should be proud. I'm not talking about personality. You should be proud that there's a history of rabbanim, of great lamdim, in the city of Shul. Not every city could have that.
What? The children are in our Torah day school. And he took a needle.
Yes, that's right. He was a Bucky Bashash. He had a photographic mind. In fact, I heard of the Baron Soloveitchik Zal being, he was mitzvah around Sukkot time when I was out of town. But when they had a shleishim, the Baron was maspid. Was one of the maspidim. And he talked about the godless of, and Rabban was not free with his words. You know, the Soloveitchik, they someone like Ken Lehman, a Gedap Gus Ken Lehman. Yeah. What? Yeah. Rabban said, Yeah, I know that. I know that. Yeah, I know that was a problem. With, yeah, had a non-kosher production.
I was present when he said Rabbi Rosenthal, and both of members here, Rosenthal, over they loved him.
Yeah. He was, and that's with sense. He was what we might call a maverick, you know. He stood out, but it was a big lamdan.
But
but anyhow, so in the sefer, so let's go further here. We here. There's some more important points here. He says he's masig on it. He says he can't understand. Rosenthal wrote, they can't understand the dimyon one to the other. By Chalas Teda, if you sell it, Limko B'shuf. So Rashi said, in the foolish up there, Chayim Be'emsa Dvorah, the Plukta, the Rabba, the Rabbi Yosef, the Rabba Svirleid, he is Chavim Hashem Matzah, Ul Hashem Teda. He's Mechavim for two things. At Vashas Maitzah. Yosefah. Rabbi Yosef really the low Yosefah, because you have to only be mechaber for one thing. You, in other words, any other kavana is going to be mekalkel the kavana of Hashem Matzah. That's the machlek is the way it's set up by Rashi. The low Yosefah mishum the low ischavan the shmirasu Hashem Matzah the whole shiva. So therefore, he says the asor li atzmo any Yosef. Only what? The matzah shel zevach. That's what it was, the atzmo. But, he says, if you sell it, if he made it lechatchila limka b'shuk, gahari lo gam ha-kavona, he had a double kavona. A person could buy it if he needed it for a chalas teda or something like that. He could buy it maybe even for a matzah. Or he himself is going to use it. That's always where he wasn't able to sell it. So in that particular, so the question is, in a one maisa, could you have two kavanas or so forth? So Rav Rosenthal says he backs that hasbara because there are other cases in Achrenim where you need a kavana. In the kiyum of a certain mitzvah or preparation of a certain thing. Like, for example, he brings down a tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak of Lemberg. Reb Yitzchak Shmelk is there, and the Shilas and Tshuva's Beis Yitzchak or Chaim Simon Zion, where there's a suffix. He has a suffix. If you have ibud, the tanning, the ibud on klop, the Shem Sefer Teva, is it good enough to be lishmo by a get? If you had to use a piece of that. Because there's one lishmo, maybe it's a different type of lishmo. I mean, that's a suffix. Of course, I don't want to go into that. There's two different types of lishmo, when, how, and so forth. But you see that he didn't just dismiss it. In other words, it's possible maybe to have something that has two kavanas and it will not disqualify the other one. So that's basically the machlekes between Rabbah and Rav Yosef. That's what he wants to say. So if that's the case, the beginning he wanted to say that if there's only one machshava, the Shem Zevach alone, that would disqualify. But Rabbah says that once you do it for the shuk, if he had, he can have, he can change. In other words, he can say later on, if he didn't sell the law then, my original kavana would be good for that. Is that's why he's saying when he sold the bishuk or the shtei kavanas, the ace maisa afia. That means then it would be the shematis mitzvah l'shem teda. And if he didn't sell it, then later on it would be clear that he meant l'matis mitzvah. But there's one major problem there. What's the major problem? Because what comes out is the later becomes a maisa breva. Breva. You know, hubra dova now the mefreya, that when in looking with him, what means I meant only for what? For matzah mitzvah. And the klal is, if this is a mitzvah deraisa, there's a klal in shas. Wherever they have the sugya of breva, that b'deraisa ain breva. B'derabonin yesh breva. And since this is a din of deraisa, a matzah mitzvah, you can't be a...
Except maybe by mechira it might be different. If you're a baker, you're always thinking about, well, what if I'm not selling my
well, product? That depends, but the Bashat Maisa, but he has to have a mind also with Shem Seda. And so later on, then it becomes clear it's the Shem Matzah Smitzah. So that would
but
be the filling.
But by Mechira, the good businessman, the good baker.
Yeah, but the Bashat, we're talking about the Maisa of the baking, the Bashat Afia here. Later on, in other words, the mechira of later is mavara, what's before.
The question is if he's a commercial baker. Or
yeah.
Not that he's deciding, well, maybe I'll sell it, and then if I don't sell
it's not talking in that sense.
I'm wondering if by mechira, if by commercial bakery, the kavana is there, l'chatchila.
It's not, but we're not talking about it. We're talking about Chalas Teda, Thorin the Atma. That's the Lashon there. We're talking about a Balabas that has a Chiyuv of this, and he's baking a lot of this for himself, but he's baking some to sell too. So at that time, it's Hulgar Dosa becomes a Shiloh Breva. So in other words, you get stuck with the Inim of Breva. So that's how he wants to be doing for that. However, what you find is that the Minchas Chinuch himself has the same type of akasha. There's the same type of akasha. And that is discussed, as I mentioned before, by a Rebbe of mine, Rav Peleiv Zal, who was a Rebbe of mine in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Lefort, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisrael Zalman Meltzer. Zal was a Slutskerov, and who was in Slobodka, and all has a shir. Rav Peleiv wrote a lot of scoring individually. We used to say when you came into his class, he used to give you one of his scoring as if to say, this is a textbook for the course. Although he didn't. It depends what the sifter was learning. He had his own seder. And when I came to yeshiva, the old yeshiva did not learn one masifter. You went into one class, they learned this masifter and that. When I came to yeshiva, Rav Peleiv was learning sukkah. Yeah, he used to learn sukkah, which none of the other Rosh Yeshivas ever learned. Sukkah, Beitza, and then he would learn Kedushin, he would learn Bava Batra. Those were some of the Masiftas, and maybe Gitan and Bava Kama. I was in his class when he was learning Bava Batra that time, for 2 years a day. So anyhow, but when he came in, he handed you one of his previously printed scrolls. So at that time he had a sefer called Morgen Avraham. That was a Der Avraham, I'm sorry. The Er Avraham. And then before that he had printed in Europe, he didn't give you that, was something called Machne Yisroel. So when I got to Der Avraham, later I said, what about the other one? So my father also said, I'm about those Kleifen Eichen. So we paid for it, you know. He didn't ask you a price, but we gave him a price for that. That. So, and the sefer Erech Mesher, which was his third sefer, when I was at that time already out of his sheer and I was in the smicha program learning Yevadeya already, he meets me in the hallway and he hands me the sefer and he writes in it, I have the one at home, this is a copy, but I had extra copy, he writes in it harav. So I said, we have nothing to come to me. He said, this is as good as okay. Anyhow, so in that sefer, Simon Kopp there, he deals with the Memphis Chinuch Kasha directly on that. But the Memphis thing, besides that Kasha he has on the Yerushalmi, he has this Kasha that Rav Rosenthal is Masik on Rav Kaplan about that his Hezbo doesn't hold up because of the Indian of Breva. The Mishnah answered directly. Imason, the Meitel Lashuk, and he changes his mind. Like that is Hubra double in the Freya becomes Breva. Becomes Breva, how could it be Yahweh Yates? So that's where he brings up something that you said before, Lasovsky, and all, that, sorry, they don't mention your first name. Anyhow. Okay, Ben Siam. So, Pelea says maybe this is a riot to the Shita that wants to learn in the Rambam that Lishma by Matzah, the Shemitzis Matzah is only a Rabbanim. If it's only a Rabbanim, it should be a riot to the Rambam Shita. That's what Pelea says in the beginning. He discusses that whole thing and he says, and then later on, however, he's based on that too. We don't have time for that. But I just want to say that what they did later, the Talmidim of Rav Pelea, he had maybe a two from about 1918 till into the 60s when he was Nifter. He was a Rosh Yeshiva for 40 years in Yeshiva there. So they collected all of the individuals from him. This is the Eirich Mesher. He brought another sefer after that. So they took them all together and they put it in three large volumes called Eirach Meshurim, with Mafechus and with Ha'oros and Kedushin, and things that he had never published from Kisra Yad, which his son, Rabbi Yisrael Peleyev, who's still around there in Brooklyn somewhere, and they put it in three volumes. So that's where all of this Teva is, that it's on basically on the block, Kashas, which he answers and so forth. So we're going to have to leave it at this place. We don't have time to go on further. But he goes on further to explain that maybe this is not real Breva. It's Breva of some is a different thing that goes into a bigger Hasbro, which we don't have time for now. So maybe next time I would just continue part of that and go into another Inyan. The subject matter which I wrote down here would be on the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah by being Yetzah, the Kazayas, whether afterwards is there a mitzvah on anything else that you eat, even at the night of the Seder. So there's a whole discussion of that in Achreinim, which is quite fascinating. There's a Vilna Gaon Shita that every time you eat matzah during Pesach, you make the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Though we always think, one of them is a Kazayas. You don't make a bracha the rest of Pesach on Achilas Matzah. It's a Hemshah. That's what it would be, you know. You talk about Shemar, I just leave you with this famous anecdote. The famous anecdote that used to compare the Yerushalayim and between the Netziv and the Baal Beis HaLevi, the original of the Yosher Ber Brisker. So the Yosher Ber Brisker, after he baked his matzah shmura and he had his kezias, he told them to put away the rest of the matzah with the chametz, because he was afraid that maybe it was not shomer. No, he was at gitzitzah over there. The Netziv didn't have that problem. That's all. They're both gaining, but each one in his own. If anyone knows, when my son, Rosein Gesund, learned in Brisk by the David Soloveitchik, who's still around, son of the Brisker Rav, he went once with him to how he baked the matzah. You had almost coals. it was so burned as it was not possible for any chemo to take place. That's how he, how they insisted on doing that. Because they had that chumrah going down from Reb Yosher Ber, the Baal Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim, and the Belville. That's what they did. What? Well, that was their Tom Matzah.
11 years ago, I was in Yerushalayim. And yeah, the Jewish Matzah bakery. I didn't eat their matzah, but...
Was there, where Reb David was? Where
Reb David himself wasn't there, but this word is coming from Reb David or Rabbi Yeshua, Beit Damascus, Beit Yisrael neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. So it must have been quite a...
Yeah, I wasn't near the oven.
But my son was there at that time. He said, what a tumult they make. All right. No, see, next week, I have to be in the... You know, I have to go to the court again to continue with... Part of the case now on behalf of a woman about custody and visitation. So it's a morning appointment. I don't know how long it's going to be. Last time was there for 2 hours on a witness stand. So I don't know how long it's going to be this time. I'm there as a so-called expert testimony. You know, I have to be. You know, I say it's out there and get favors from another lawyer. Okay, you have to say it. But 2 weeks, and the Hashem will be a shiur. 2 weeks, okay. That's the 30th, right? No, not the 30th, April. April the 6th. Yes,
I remember my rabbi gave shiur on this about 6 weeks ago. Oh, yeah. He came out, so we're in the sixth grade of Bravo.
Who's your rabbi?
Ramosha.
Right.
A piece from his grandfather, the Gram.
Oh, the Hari Kevin. Oh, I have.
So he said, the family's based in the Manhattan. He said, Rabbi, hope you don't see that in the Ma.
Yeah, right.
The same matzah.
Well, that's what the Hatzalei ever talks about.
Yeah, there's a piece in the Hari Kevin.
Okay, very good.
Two questions. One, we're putting in a security system in the shul.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about using the cameras on Shabbos? The cameras go on automatic.
They work automatic.
Yeah.
But they work all the time?
No. Just like when nobody's around. Just on the outside of the building.
Well, but it's okay as long as, I mean, Jews have to be careful not to set it. Do they set it in motion when they...
No. Automatically.
So I don't think there's a problem with that.
Okay. All right. The other thing is that a person who is in Ozo, he's in a valley, okay? And after the shloshim, he's in a valley. But he's a chazan.
He's a what?
He's a chazan.
Yeah.
Can the shul hire him for, let's say, the first day of Pesach?
Well, they could hire him if there's no one better. I mean, if he's a person.
If he's a good chazan.
Then they can hire him.
Like the Tzvilus Geshem is an example.
Yeah, they could hire him. If he's going to be the one that is... can do it better than anybody else.
And get paid for it, right?
Yeah, right. Okay. Getting paid is not the problem. That's a different problem.
I don't know if the cause and effect or not, but we set the notice out a week in advance.
Yeah. Baruch Hashem, that's good. So I'll show
the same thing for the next one. Well, she should send out also that there is not, she can send out one this week.
Yeah, to remind.
Or to remind, and then a reminder.
All right, I'll tell her that. Okay, I'll say it anyhow.
Okay,
now.
Are you feeling?
Well, Hashem, as long as I can deliver the goods, as they say.
Where are you going to be for Pesach?
Home. And be here.
Home?
Yeah. So, new levels and so forth.
I don't want to give a fee up my wife when I can.
Well, you go to your daughter, don't you? You're in Englewood?
Very good.
Yes, Hashem,
that's for sure. Yes. Unless she has come earlier, we don't
know. Yeah, all right.
Listen, with the stars we're having there.
Something happened today about Russell's being.
There was an explosion by the DMA Oman.
So I heard no one was killed.
Yes, there was one person. There were many injured.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
It's too bad to meet Hamas.
Yeah.
And the missiles that they're throwing.
Yeah,
they say that the Moscow is worse there lately, but because of all the other news, it looks awful. I don't know what everybody's talking about.
Well, that's an alter shot.
How much?
I'm not.
has left the conference.